It rivals the Rushi Pep Band. I think the Rushi Pep Band, Chuck, might be a little louder because of the gym. Yeah, the Rushi exactly. Gym is more of a cracker box than the one here at Fort Worth.
I think the loudest one's at Jackson Center.
You're right. The drum at Jackson Center. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Start of the game upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
And so many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Both came on board during the high school basketball tournament last March, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus specialty advertising items available at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Also gratitude to Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service at Sydney Car Care. Call 492-9495. And Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. We'll run down our additional underwriting sponsors for you in just a moment. Right now, the Rushi Raiders are being introduced. It's the standard Spencer Cordonier starting five, which includes Drew Sherman, 5'10", a senior at guard, 6 points a game. Dylan Cordonier, 6 feet tall, a senior at guard, at 7 points a game. Cole Tebby in the middle, as Chuck noted, an extremely valuable player here in the Shelby County League for Rushi. He is undersized, but pound for pound, he is dynamite. Cole Tebby, 6'2", a junior, 12.5 points a game. Jack Daypore at 11 a game, 6'3", a junior. And Daniel Kearns at 8 a game. Daniel, a 6'4", sophomore post player. Rushi in the road blue, gold numbers. Fort Loramie Redskins in the home white. Red numbers outlined in black. And the Raiders are on the floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Dylan Braun, 14 points a game. Dylan at guard, 6'2", and a junior. Nick Brandewee, a freshman, 6 feet tall, in the opening five. He's played a lot this year, and he's earned a role in the starting lineup. Tyler Siegel and Austin Siegel. Tyler, 6'7", a junior. Austin, 6'3", a junior. And Evan Burning, 6'1", a junior at 12 points a game. Also in the starting lineup for Fort Loramie. Austin Siegel is just under 12 a game on the year as well. Fort Laramie Redskins don't go quite as deep on the bench with scoring like Rushi does, but both teams are pretty balanced. You can say that about both clubs. Tyler Siegel will jump center for Fort Laramie. Cole Tevy for Rushi. Rushi going from left to right on your computer screen or phone as you imagine things here at Fort Laramie tonight. And Fort Laramie from right to left. Official about set to throw it up. Fort Laramie with only two seniors on the entire roster, Cody Gass and Nate Kleiman. I'm sure we'll see both before the night is over. Neither one starts. Opening tip goes to Rushi to her right. Drew Sherman out high to Jack Daypour. Right winger Cordonier. Here's Kearns out of the key. Left corner, fadeaway jumper by Daypour. Overshoots it, missed everything. Rebound comes down to Brandewey for Fort Laramie. He romps up ahead into the forecourt. Picked up by Daypour 30 feet away. Brandewey goes out high to Siegel. Stolen on the play by Tebby. Tebby the other way for Rushi. He's got it for two. Cole Tebby on the steal and the bust out for the Raiders. Nice interception by Tebby as he anticipated the pass to Tyler Siegel. 2-0 Rushi. Rushi won the first meeting 55-43. One of Fort Laramie's three losses in the Shelby County League. Here's a long outside jumper, a three ball. Dylan Braun hits the rim, backboard no good. Rebound Tevy. Long throw to Daypour. Out back to Tevy. Rotated left corner to Sherman. We played a minute 10. Daypour is left unguarded, and he hoists up a long three. Missed it to the right. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Here's Brandewey. To our left. He sets the attack. Picked up by Cordonier, 25 feet away. Right side, Dylan Braun. Flashing to the post is Austin Siegel. Brandewey, the left-hander,'s got it in the left corner. High post to Tyler. Evan Burning touches it for maybe the second time tonight. Down inside to Tyler Siegel. Clawed away by Rushi. Another takeaway by the Raiders. Tebby to Daypour. Left corner. To Tebby, the trailer. Right down the middle. Up and in. Nice play, Rushi. Two field goals for Tebby.
I like when guys make me seem smart when I talk about before the game.
Indeed. Piggybacking Chuck's very favorable comments about Cole Tebby. He scores two goals here at the outset. Here's Fort Laramie throwing cross-court. Broken up by Rushi. Stolen. Another turnover, Fort Laramie. Third one. Daypour, forecourt right. Out back to Tebby. Lobs to Cordonier, right corner. Skips it to Sherman. 4-0 Rushi. We played 2.5. Cordonier open. 23-footer. Good! Triple by Cordonier. Fort Laramie gets a timeout. Down 7-0 with 5:33 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
That the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, are playing like the championship is on the line.
Well, what they're playing like is a team with a whole lot of confidence, and Laramie got beat last week, and sometimes that's harder to come back from.
Here is Brandewey with the ball, elbow on the right, finds Austin Siegel down low on the left, hit him with a bullet, outstanding pass, chest high, and Austin Siegel finished. Good play out of the timeout by head coach Corey Britton. And now Fort Laramie showing more energy at the defensive end, causing Rushi to heave it out of bounds. Do you think that the Redskins got the memo during the break?
I think that he might have had a discussion about maybe picking up the intensity a little bit.
7-2. Rushi leads. 3 minutes gone. Burning's got the ball. Fakes left, goes right. Down the middle. Loops it up. No good. Hit the rim. Kicked away. And the rebound is knocked out by Rushi.
Well, that's the first sign that I've seen. He did not extend that arm like he normally does when he gets to the rim.
Here's Evan Burning lobbing down inside. Caught in the lane by Dylan Blood. He skies, catches it, and drops it through. Good inbounds play. Fine assist by Burning. Four straight points by Fort Loramie. 7-4 in favor of the Raiders. 4:42 to go in the first quarter. Now, Burning has got the right shoulder wrapped. He did suffer a slight labrum tear a few weeks ago. Cody Gasson suffered it in the football season. Here's Kodanyer getting a pass top of the key. He's left open, guns it, missed it off the rim. Hustle rebound by Tebby in the corner. Out back to Daypour, to Tebby. Tebby barges into the lane, took steps. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Cole staggered, and it was the right call.
Well, he got himself into a spot where he couldn't shoot it.
Nope.
Couldn't find anybody to pass the ball to, so he took the extra step.
Seven straight points by Rushi, then four in a row by Fort Loramie. 4:11 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Burning driving at the elbow on the right. Gives to Braun, right corner. Oh, a good drop pass. Down inside to Austin Siegel, and he scores again. Two field goals, Austin Siegel. Two nice assists from teammates. 7-6, Rushi. Daypour left open. Long three ball, hit the rim, and kicked away to Dylan Braun. Daypour got a screen from Kordanyer, but misfired. Here's Dylan Braun, whirling, twirling, down the lane. It is slapped out of bounds by Rushi.
Boy, you give Jack Daypour that kind of a look, normally he's gonna hurt you with it. He's missed three of them tonight so far.
Yep, Rushi scored seven to start the game, and Fort Loramie's answered with six in a row. Good inbounds pass below the rim by Burning. It's caught by Dylan Braun, and he's got an easy deuce.
There's eight straight points now for the Raiders. For the Redskins.
And that inbound play below the basket for Fort Loramie has been dynamite so far. And in off the bench for Rushi, jacking up a three is Ethan Monier. He wasn't picked up, and he fired a bomb straight away and buried it.
You don't usually like to see a kid come off the bench and take a shot like that, but if he makes it, you're okay with it.
Fort Loramie gone in 8-7. The Monier three makes it 10-8, Rushi. And then Fort Loramie throws it out of bounds. And Rushi's got the ball right back. Monier in for the Raiders, who now have three guards essentially on the floor. Sherman, Ethan Monier, and Kordanyer. Ball thrown to Kearns, high post. Lobs it left corner to Kordanyer. He goes baseline and makes an errant pass into the lane. And it's stolen on the play. Nice interception by Rosengarten of Fort Loramie. Rosengarten down the floor to Braun, right corner. He's got a little crease all the way to the rim. Overshot it. No good. Rebound of Arushi. Here come the Raiders. Forecourt right. 10-8. Raiders lead on the Monier three ball. Sherman's got the ball right corner. On top to Kearns. Left side Monier. Here's Sherman. Started to drive. Checked by Rosengarten. Rosengarten, a 5'10 sophomore in for Fort Loramie. And Rushi's come off the bench with Ethan Monier, a 5'11 senior. Down to 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Top of the key, Monier. Left side, Sherman. Pitch and catch on the arc for Rushi. Ball dropped by Kordanyer into the hands of Rosengarten. And Fort Loramie's got it. Up the floor to Burning. He gets instructions from head coach Corey Britton with a minute 50 to go here in the first half. Top of the key, Burning. Near side, Rosengarten behind the double screen. Long three ball. Hit the rim, missed, no good. Rebound down to Poling of Rushi. He scoots into the forecourt to Kordanyer. Right corner, Monier. He arches up a long triple. No good. Hard rebounding foul on the inside against Fort Loramie. Minute 31 to go. First quarter, 10-8 in favor of Rushi.
Drew Poling comes off the bench and really gives them. He helps them inside. He can also play on the perimeter. He's a terrific sub.
Yep, 6'1", a senior, is Drew. Ball lobbed in by Kordanyer to Poling. Elbow on the left. 10-8, Rushi. Minute 20 to go, first quarter. Deep left corner, Kordanyer. Daypour near wing. Right side, Monier. Kordanyer's got it on top. And we got a foul away from the action. Down inside, holding on Rushi.
Yeah, Tebby trying to get loose. Shoved off. Got him open. He was open.
Yep. He made sure he got open, using his hands to do it. Minute 13 to go, first quarter, 10-8. Rushi leads by two. Top of the circle is Braun. Throws to Cody Gaston, is in now. One of two seniors on the Fort Laramie roster. Deep right corner. It's fed to a teammate, Brandewey. Oh, a good shot fake. And then he banked it in with the left hand. Nicely done by Brandewey. Good instincts on that play, Chuck.
He at the beginning of the year, he's playing a lot of JV, and yep. he's strictly varsity now as a freshman.
10-10 tie. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Rushi's got the ball straight away, Monier. Picked up there by Burning. Well, you can tell Evan is a little gimpy on that right shoulder. Here's Drew Poling, top of the circle. Rushi may go ahead and play for one. 21 seconds to go in the first. Sherman to Monier. Left side to Daypour. Low in the left to Tebby. Reaching in is Tyler Siegel. He breaks it up and steals. 13 seconds to go. Here comes Burning in midcourt for Fort Loraman. Down to seven. Top of the circle. Screened by Braun. Burning still got it. Back to Dillon. Shot fake. Fumbled it. Heaved it at the buzzer. Banked it in and out. No good. Oh, what a shot. A circus shot by Dillon Braun. One you might try and horse. Almost went in. 10-10 tie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
And we would like to thank Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Well, we start the second quarter. We open up play with Rushi getting the basketball, and Jack Daypour sees an opening. Barges toward the rim. He's wrapped up pretty aggressively going up to shoot. And he's got two free throws trying to break this 10-10 deadlock. And Nick Brandewey, maybe a scratch on the face, is coming to the bench for Fort Loramie. Dillon Braun, Cody Gasson, Evan Burning, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel in there for the Redskins. Daypour with two free throws. The first one is swished, and it's 11-10. Rushi up one. Opening second quarter. Second shot by Daypour on the way. Got it. 12-10, Raiders by two. Token pressure in backcourt. Inbound by Cody Gasson to Evan Burning. Cody, a 6'1 senior, on the floor now. Here's a long cross-court pass to Tyler Siegel. Low in the right. He ducks under, shoots against Hunter Cohey. He blocks it. And then we've got, what, a foul on the loose ball. I think it's on Rushi. Fort Loramie possession below the rim to the left. 7:20 left to go here in the first. Hunter Cohey picked up the foul for the Raiders. Hunter, a 6'2 junior. He's checked in for head coach Spencer Cordonier. 7:15 to go, clock running. Early stage, second quarter, 12-10 Rushi. On the arc, Dylan Braun. Little pick and roll with Siegel. Tyler catches and scores. Nicely done.
That's his first two, and he should dominate inside against this group.
Game tied at 12. Tebby foul line. High left, Daypour. Near side, Sherman. Hooks it back to Cordonier. Foul stripe, it's Tebby down low on the left to Hunter Cohey. He tries to go below the backboard against Tyler Siegel and simply coughs it up out of bounds. And the presence of a 6'7 man will cause that to happen.
Yeah, and you just got to make sure you don't try to do more than you're capable of doing.
Right. 6:41 to go in the first, tied at 12. Rushi scored the first seven in this game. Fort Laramie's outplayed Rushi after the first 4 minutes or so. Here's a deep left corner three ball. It's good. Eli Rosengarten pumps it in for Fort Laramie. 15-12. Redskins up three. Hey, what, Chuck? I think Fort Laramie's bench is going to be very important in the tournament.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. The farther you go, the more help you need.
Here's Tebby in the post for Rushi. Shot fake. Goes up strong. Missed it. Backboard no good. Rebound knocked away to Braun. Braun scoots the length. Missed it down inside. Rebound good. Tyler Siegel on the glass. Rushi needs a timeout. Wow. A 17-5 run before Irving. Under six to go, second quarter, 17-12 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Chuck, I'd like to give a shout out. Excuse me, easy for me to say. A big shout out to the wife-to-be of Corey Britton, Meredith, listening in Chicago tonight.
Congratulations.
Hello, Meredith. Right now, the Redskins playing very well, leading Rushi 17-12 after Rushi got off to a fast start, up 7-0. 17-5 since the four-minute mark of the opening quarter. Here's Rushi with a telegraph pass, lobbed down into Kearns. Easy interception by Burning. Burning up the floor to Braun. Foul line, Siegel. Left corner, Burning. Starts to drive. Uses the elbow to fend off Sherman. And that's an offensive foul.
That was the correct call.
Yep.
Well, I'd like to have the shoulder brace concession here at Laramie.
I'll tell you what. Football and basketball, I think as many as six.
Yeah.
Six labrum tears suffered by the Redskin players. 17-12, Fort Laramie up five. Rushi with the possession after the offensive player control foul against Burning. Tebby's got it, high post, lobbing down in low for Kearns. Knocked away by Fort Laramie. Rushi gets it back. Cordonier ahead of the key. Left corner, Ethan Monier. Looks for the cutter, Tebby, can't find you. Goes to Kearns. Right side, Cordonier. Monier's got it on the arc. Big jump shot is in. Ethan Monier's got two threes.
That's, boy, when they get him scoring like this, that's great. That just makes them that much tougher.
Ethan Monier off the bench has excelled. Rosengarten and Brandewee have drained shots for Fort Laramie off the bench. Here's Cody Gasson plowing his way into the lane for Fort Laramie. Leaves it behind him for Dylan Braun. 4:24 to go, second quarter. 17-15, Fort Laramie by two. Braun, left corner. lobbing mid-post area to Siegel. Siegel leans in, misses, defensive foul. 2 free throws, Tyler Siegel.
That's two on Tebby now.
Has Tyler picked up one yet or not for Fort Loramie?
Tyler has no fouls.
Well, when the Redskins play, Tyler Siegel needs to stay out of foul trouble as long as possible. And he's got none so far through a quarter and a half here tonight. Siegel's free throw circles out. It's no good. He rimmed it. Understand that Greenville leads Sydney 36-31 at halftime. Greenville 36, Sydney 31. I'd like to let our listeners know that tonight I'm joined by a job shadow student, Jacob Balta, from the Sydney Christian Academy. He's here with his parents, Tanya and Andy Gates. Had the pleasure of being with Jacob at the Christian Academy this week, and he's here job shadowing alongside tonight here at Fort Loramie High School. I'm without a voice, so here in a few minutes, Jacob may be doing the talking. Tyler Siegel made the second free throw. 18-15 Fort Loramie by three. Here's Drew Poling into the lane with the ball. A lot of congestion, bunch of traffic, and good defensive play by Fort Loramie to get a mitt on the leather and force a travel call.
That's nine turnovers now for the Raiders.
Very uncharacteristic, although they survived, what, 20 of them?
Yeah.
And won a big game against Fairlawn. That was a much higher yes,
up-tempo game. Right. You can take turnovers in a situation like that.
And more costly in this game tonight. Much more costly for sure. Here's a fumbled basketball in the paint by Fort Loramie, and Rushi gets it on the turnover. Raiders can tie with a three, 18-15 Fort Loramie. Ball on the right side of the floor, lobbed out inside to Drew Poling. He's got it on the low block, missed it, point-blank range. He was challenged at the end. He laid it too high off the window. Here's Fort Loramie with a cross-court pass, intercepted by Sherman, knocked away by Fort Loramie, scrum for it. Who's got it? Tie-up occurs, Rushi basketball. Had a pile up there at the goal line in the first Rushi-Fort Loramie football game. Arrow favors the Raiders. 3 minutes, 4 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
I think your money's got to be on Loramie if they play football because they actually have equipment.
Yeah, you're right. They do. Give the edge to the Redskins in the first game of the series anyway.
At least because they got the equipment and Rushi doesn't have football equipment.
Unless Fort Loramie's got too many labrum injuries. 2:50 left to go here in the half. Ethan Monier's got the ball outside the arc on the left. To Cordonier, top of the circle, now Cohee. Cordonier, right wing. Ethan Monier added the key, picked up by Dylan Braun. 2:40 left to go, first half, 18-15. Fort Loramie up three. Here's Hunter Cohee to Monier. Near side, Cordonier. Shot fake, lobs inside to Cohee. Goes up strong, over Tyler Siegel. Good. Fine effort by Cohee.
Been a quick release that kept Siegel from blocking the shot.
Beneficiary of a good pass by Dylan Cordonier.
Yep.
18-17. Fort Loramie's lead is one. Here is a weave on top. Tyler Siegel's got it. Dylan Braun, 2 minutes to go. First half. Now Brandewee. Ball lob to Siegel, mid-post. Back to the basket. He leans in against Cohee and drag the pivot foot.
Yeah, he got it. Too long of a step there, and he couldn't control himself.
18-17, 1-point lead for Fort Loramie.
Been a game of runs so far.
Sure has. Here's Cordonier, top of the key. To Kearns, elbow on the right. Ethan Monier has it, straight away, left corner, Dylan Cordonier. Lobs to Kearns, straight on, now Monier. Cordonier open, got a great screen, head of the key. Misfired, too hard. Rebound, Karams to Dylan Braun. On the giddy-up, two on two, leaves it for Rosengarten, who chucks up a three, hit the rim, and then a cable above the backboard, and that is out of bounds. Minute 30 left in the first half, 18-17, Fort Loramie up one. Rushi led 7-0, then Fort Loramie led 17-12, Rushi's outscored Fort Loramie 5-1 here in the last 2.5 minutes to close it to 1, 18-17. Here's Monier, here's Kearns, top of the circle. Left side, Dylan Cardagna. Straight away, Monier. Puts it on the floor. Gaston guard Sherman, top of the key. Left side, Cardagna. Here's Kearns. Right wing, Sherman, into the lane. Bounces back out to Cardagna. Into the post, Kearns. Now Sherman on top. His three-point try deflected. Loose ball below the basket. Holding foul on Fort Loramie. Austin Siegel was digging for the loose ball and apparently had an arm draped on the shoulder of a Rushi player. 58.3 to go first half. 1-point lead for Loramie. Ball lobbed into Cardagna. Elbow on the right. Now to Monier. Left side Sherman. Coming out to catch his Kearns. Here's Monier near side behind the screen. And he jacks up a three. It rolls off. Rushi gets the offensive rebound. 42 seconds to go, first half. Well, Monier has not been shy about shooting. Here's a drive by Sherman in among the trees. Blocked, but it's stuck in. Nice play by Daypour. And Rushi's up one. 19-18 as the guard, Jack Daypour, hit the backboard for the Raiders. 19 seconds to go, first half. Here's Cody Gaston between the circles. Near side to Rosengarten. On top to Braun. Cody Gaston wears on his right shoulder the same sleeve that Evan Burning wears on his. Here's Dylan Braun carving out space in the lane. Hits it at the buzzer. Nice play by Dylan Braun. A little looper, a teardrop. A 5-foot shot by Dylan Braun right in front of the rim. It hit it twice and dropped through, and the basket counts. And Fort Loramie's up 1-20-19 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Our Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Update from Greenville, Sydney leads 49-43. Understand Isaiah Bowser has just drained to 3, and Sydney leads Greenville by 6 late in the third quarter of that game. Here at Fort Loramie tonight, the Redskins lead the Rushi Raiders 20-19. A buzzer beater by Dylan Braun, a flyer in the lane, hit the rim 2 or 3 times, fell through, buzzer sounded, and as a result, Fort Loramie has a 1-point edge over Rushi. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Low-scoring game. We thought it would be. Often is. But some intensity is missing because there's not nearly on the line what we thought there might be coming in.
Yeah, I think that's a fact. I mean, Loramie's got the 2019 lead at the half. Not even though these teams play really good defense, a lot of it is kind of a stagnant offense situation.
Yep.
But Loramie, Rushi has a 9-7 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards, which is kind of surprising with the size advantage that Loramie has. The Raiders turned the ball 9 times. Fort Loramie turned it 7 times. Not a lot of free throws. Loramie 1 of 2. Rushi 2 for 2. Individual scoring for the Raiders led by Ethan Monier off the bench with 6. They got 4 from Tevi, 4 from Daypor, 3 from Dylan Cordonier. They scored 10 and 9, 19 at the half. Loramie led by Dylan Braun with 6, and then they got 5 from Tyler Siegel all in the second quarter. 4 from Austin Siegel. Nice job off the bench. Eli Rosengarten hit a 3. 2 from Nick Brandwee. They scored 10 in each quarter. They have the 20-19 lead at the half.
Again, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, what I am taking from the first half is the fact that, and we alluded to it, the Fort Loramie's bench is going to be critical in the tournament, because it looks to me like Cody Gasson, Evan Burning, range of motion with that slight labrum tear, not what it might have been had those two young men been totally, perfectly healthy.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And Rosengarten and Austin Siegel off the bench scored 7 of their 20.
Right.
So that's a good place for them. Rushi, on the other hand, Monier off the bench, he scored 6.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Coey had a basket. So both teams, you know, deep enough. I think Rushi a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you got to have a deep bench to go very far in a tournament,
yep,
that's for sure.
Yep. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 2019, Fort Loramie leads Rushi. We're about 6 minutes away from the start of the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We'd like to let our listeners know that we are on the web, online, on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks in part to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. On the web at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's Goffney Furniture at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Also, 5-star delivery and 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture. For your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more, Goffney Furniture, high-quality furniture, priced just right. Goffney Furniture on the web at goffenafurniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Understand Andre Gordon has hit a half-court shot at the buzzer at Greenville to lift Sydney to a 9-point lead, 54-45 over Greenville at the end of 3. Andre Gordon, a 40-some footer at the end of the third quarter, right at the buzzer, and Sydney owns a 9-point lead against the Green Wave. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center underwrites this segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's our student-athlete spotlight segment. Locale promotes student academic success and has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. Locale once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. And during basketball games here on scoresbroadcast.com,
We highlight cheerleaders or basketball seniors. Tonight, just two to talk about for Fort Loramie. An extremely young roster for head coach Corey Britton. Nate Plyman, a senior, 6'3 forward. Cody Gasson, a senior, 6'1 guard. For the Rushi Raiders, several seniors. Dylan Cordonier, 6-foot guard. Drew Sherman, 5'10 guard. Sam Cook at 5'9. Ethan Monier, 5'11. Drew Poling, 6'1. And Cole Tevy at 6'2. These seniors for Fort Loramie and Rushi under the spotlight here tonight, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Another third quarter score, thanks to Ken Barwers, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. 48-44, Versailles over Coldwater after three. 48-44, Versailles over Coldwater, three quarters in the books. Also three in the books at Greenville. Sydney by 9 over the Green Wave, 54-45. I may have mistakenly given you a halftime score that had Greenville ahead when, in fact, Sydney was up 5 at the break. Here we go, third quarter, Fort Loramie possession, 20-19 in favor of the Redskins. Low-scoring game. In fact, last year during the regular season, one game was 38-35. One game was 48-44. These two clubs play low-scoring defensive tilts. In fact, the one game was 35-32, not 38-35. The other was a four-pointer in the 40s. Here's Dylan Braun with a good baseline drive for Fort Loramie. Pulls up and banks it in, an eight-footer. Nice job of Dylan, who got the goal in the first half, gets the first one to start the third quarter. And as a result, Fort Loramie has got a three-point lead. Here's a baseline jam by Cole Tebby. Bounced off the rim, no good. Rebound, Daniel Kearns. He fought hard for it and laid it in with the left hand. Good play by Kearns.
That's his first basket.
First goal by Kearns. Here's an attempted steal by Tebby. Siegel breaks into the lane. Out back to Dylan Braun. Three-pointer high in the air. No good. Good rebound by Austin Siegel. He saves the possession for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Brandewee. Brandewee foul line. Left side Burning. Shot fake. A runner. In! Nice play by Burning. 24-21. Fort Loramie by three. Raiders have won 7 of the last 8 against Fort Loramie. The one Redskin win, 52-50, in the sectional final last year. Now what do we have? Sherman, four court to our left for Rushi. He lost the ball, and then in his anxiety to get it back, he fouled.
Yeah, they're a little shaky tonight. I think maybe them wrapping up the league has been a little more psychological than I thought it would be.
No question. No question. Fort Loramie with the ball. Deep in the left corner, it is Burning on top to Tyler Siegel. Down low on the right to Austin. He catches and banks it in. Good two-man game. Tyler Siegel, Austin Siegel. Austin's been a force down inside. Here's a drive by Cordonier. He scoots across the middle, flips it up on the run. It bounced off, but he was hacked on the arm, and he'll get two. 26-21, Fort Laramie by five. 6:06 to go, third quarter. Here's the free throw by Cordonier. Dips his knees. It is good. Both teams right around 62-63% on the year shooting free throws in order to win crucial tournament games, Chuck, in the fourth quarter. You got to do a little better than that usually.
You got to get the right people on the free throw line.
Exactly. Cordonier drops in one, the first one, second one rolled around, came off. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Here's Brandon Wee, Austin Siegel on top. Left side burning, gets a screen, look at him, dip into the lane, in and out, no good, but a foul on Rushi. Oh, good drive by Burning. He ducked his head, and he bored his way into the paint area. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Laramie's doing a nice job not relying on three-pointers tonight.
Yeah, they've only shot a couple of them, and that's if they give them to you, that's fine. But Braun is actually getting into the lane and scoring.
Mm-hmm. Free throw by Burning, good. 27-22 Fort Laramie. 5:45 to go, third quarter. That was way short. Rebound on the deck. Who's got it? Fort Laramie, Gasson with it, and he calls a timeout, I think. Yep. Timeout Redskins. I tell you what, Chuck, one of these times there's going to be a scrum for a ball, and one referee's going to say the white had it, timeout white. The other referee's going to say the blue had it, timeout blue.
Well, I will tell you that, and I've said this a few times, that rule's got to change. It used to be you had to call a timeout on the floor, and coaches abuse it, and if they give you a rule you can abuse, you might as well.
Yep. It'll be Fort Laramie's ball, 5:42 to go, third quarter, 27-22 in favor of the Redskins. Adam Sex Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, one of our underwriting sponsors tonight, reaching out to assist small businesses with PC and network repair, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more, plus a whole range of specialty promotional items at Adams Tech Solutions, T-shirts, mugs, pens, all of them can be customized at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Phone 538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. In that specialty advertising unit at Adams Tech Solutions is fairly new, and it's going like gangbusters. He will customize pens, mugs, T-shirts, you name it. Plus, he'll repair your computer. That's been a long-standing service. Here's Rushi with the ball. Fort Laramie turned it over after getting it following the timeout. And Daniel Kearns just got his second field goal of the game, both in this period. A nice little left-handed bank shot from 5 feet away.
Rushi's gone 1-3-1. They're going to try to get some traps out of this thing.
And Fort Laramie spreads it momentarily, up by three, 4:48 to go, third quarter. Gasson nearly turned it over. Now to Braun, left corner, drives. Hole feeds down low to Tyler, up and in. Dylan Braun made it happen. He probed the paint, and Rushi had to slide off two men to guard him. That left Tyler Siegel open, 29-24. Fort Laramie by five. Here's Sherman, right corner. Sherman lobs down the lane, Daypour, off to Kearns, left-hander, in and out, no good, rebound Fort Laramie. Long throw down to Braun, throws right corner to Gasson, stolen by Rushi. What a hustle play by the Raiders to eventually commit a travel. 29-24, 4:09 to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie in the lead by five. Austin Siegel, who's played very well tonight, is back in for the Redskins. Tell you, Chuck, Austin Siegel is going to be a factor down inside supporting the work of Tyler Siegel.
Well, he's a strong kid.
Yeah, Tyler needs a spell every now and then, so it's Austin by himself. Ball lobbed into Braun right in front. shot it off the heel of the rim. Rebounding foul on Fort Loramie.
I think they called that on Braun.
Loramie foul, 32, Dylan Braun.
Yep. Very good play by the Redskins. Well, they're tough to stop below their own basket. But Braun jumped up on the shoulder of a defender, get up in the air to shoot it, and it was called. Here's Sherman, far left wing, on top to Poling. High low, down to Nikohi for the basket. Poling to Nikohi. We've seen different combinations for both teams here tonight. And boy, I tell you what, the substitute players for these two teams are very good. Neither starting five, Chuck, loses much at all when the two coaches sub.
No, there's a couple of players you want out there, but there's a lot of interchangeable players,
yeah,
too.
3-point lead Fort Loramie. 3:21 to go, third quarter. Redskins throw cross court to Braun. Braun saves it. They're right to Sherman. Sherman on a bust out. Blocked by Braun. Followed by Cordonier. He's in. 29-28. Errant pass in the half court by Fort Loramie. Was turned into 2 points by Rushi. Burning. Near side Brandewey. Back to Burning. Zone defense now by Rushi, which has gotten within one. 2:46 to go, third quarter. Brandewey at long range. Right corner gas and shot fake. Zips it cross court to Burning. Low on the left to Braun. Out to Brandewey. Right corner Gasson. Hoists up a three. Good! Boy, you talk about good ball rotation.
Yeah, he had his feet set that time. They moved it. There was not a defender within 5 feet of him.
Extremely unselfish play by Fort Loramie. And Cody Gasson, that's a huge three. 4-point lead Redskins. 2:19 to go, third quarter. Ethan Monier behind the screen. Doesn't shoot. Goes to Cordonier, head of the key. Out of Sherman. Left side Monier coming out to catch Hunter Cohey. Right side to Sherman. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Redskins by four. Pick and roll, baseline right to Poling. Raked away, out of bounds. Good defense by Burning. Tyler Siegel about set to check in, but nope, he's not going onto the floor. Fort Loramie's got Burning, Rosengarten, Braun, Gasson, Austin Siegel. Rushi on the dribble, kicked on the play by Fort Loramie. Minute 56 to go, third quarter. 32-28 Fort Loramie over Rushi. Redskins want to win and get a share, at least of second place in the Shelby County League. Fairlawn's playing Anna tonight at the Jets gym, and a Fort Loramie victory would mean no worse than a tie with Fairlawn for second place in the Shelby County League at the end of the regular season. Here is Tebby in the lane for Rushi. Forces up a shot. Blocked. Rebound Sherman. Foul. Fort Loramie. Good board work by Sherman.
Yeah, two people came over on Tebby, and he did a nice job of sliding down and getting the backside rebound.
Chuck, the guards on these two teams aren't short for rebounds. They get them sometimes.
Right.
Free throw by Sherman. It dances off the rim, no good.
I've always said rebounding is a lot more desire and position than it is size.
Yep. Second free throw here for Sherman with Fort Loramie leading by four, minute 47 to go here in the third quarter. Free throw by Sherman, swish, he's got it. Sydney Yellow Jackets lead the Greenville Green Wave in the fourth quarter. What? Greenville has come back to tie it. 60-60 tie, middle of the fourth quarter. Jacob Balta, our job shadowing student from the Sydney Christian Academy, is following scores on Twitter. Here is Dylan Braun, long three, left corner, Fort Loramie, hit the rim, no good, and Rushi's got the rebound. Down one, minute 20 left in the third. Monier, left corner. Top of the circle, Sherman. Sydney 60, Greenville 60. Middle of the fourth quarter at Greenville. Greenville's rallied from nine down. 1 minute left, third period. Sherman left corner, now Hunter Cohey. Right side Monier. Right corner, three ball, fade away, Daypour. Danced around, came off, Another rebound by a guard, Sherman, and it's kicked on the play by Fort Loramie.
Dayport does not have a made three yet in the game, and I'll tell you what, he's probably as good a three-point shooter as there is in the league.
Yeah, sure is. And if you told Spencer Cordagna if Rushi would win, if Jack Dayport makes two or three threes, Spencer would probably tell you, yeah, we win that ball game.
Right.
Yep. Deep in the left corner, Rushi with the ball on top to Cordagna. Having checked in, Sam Cook, 5'9 senior guard. The 12th grader Cook out there now for Rushi. He's got it, left corner, half minute to go, third quarter. Debbie foul line, Dayport sizes up a three, and headset. He was left wide open.
He's got his headphones in, I think he was listening.
We gave him the cue, and he nailed it. Even up at 32, 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Burning in midcourt, Cordagna guards it. Fort Loramie to play for one, 8-7. Burning starts to drive, shake and bake. Right corner, Rosengarten. Long three, hits the rim, no. Rebound, Rushi, and that's the end of three quarters. Nothing decided, 32-32. We knew it'd be close, maybe not the intensity we have in a championship game, but still it's nip and tuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're here at Fort Loramie. We start the fourth quarter. Rushi with the ball. 32-32 tie. Oh, what a drive to Tebby. He bolts down the lane. Shot it too hard off the glass. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Understand Sydney leads Greenville by a point. Under a half minute to go in the fourth quarter. Deep right corner. Three ball. Rosengarten. No, it's Dylan Braun. Shot it a bit crooked to the left. Rebound down to Rushi.
Came off his hand funny. I had a direct line to the shot.
It's the draft in here.
That was last night. It was cold in this.
It was. On top, Tebby. Tebby for Rushi. Raiders try to break the tie. Each team's out of possession to do it. Good shot fake by Dayport. Pulls up 10 feet away. Down inside to Cohey. Stolen. Good game play by Austin Siegel. He ripped it away. Fine D by Austin. Here's Burning. He barges into the lane, missed the fadeaway from 10. Rebound, Tebby for Rushi. He outfought Austin Siegel for it. Long throw, right corner, Cook into Cohey. Spin move, foul, Fort Loramie. And Cohey shoots two to break the deadlock. Cody Gasson will come back in for Fort Loramie. 32-32 tie. Chuck, you wouldn't have expected anything different. Again, it doesn't have the excitement of a league championship game. And like all Rushi Fort Loramie games, a tight struggle.
Yeah, it's not quite the intensity we probably would have seen. No. But yeah, it's still, they're both teams playing hard.
Free throw by Cohey, no good. Fouled in the act of shooting. Here's a second one on the way, yes. Now, Rushi's got the lead by one, 33-32. Here comes Fort Loramie over the timeline. Evan Burning on the bounce. Coming out high to catch is Gasson. Now to Braun, mid-post area. Tyler Siegel back to the basket. Ball rotated to Burning on the arc. He hurls up a long one. No good. High rebound. Fort Loramie controls. Braun's got it. In the lane to Austin. Leans in. shot no good. He lowered the shoulder. It's called a charge. That was
a little touchy. If you're going to call the foul, it would have been on him. I don't think there was a foul, really.
I'd let it go. That's just a good, strong post-up move. 6:23 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi by a point. Fort Loramie's been up by as many as five. By five, Rushi started the game 7-8. And a foul on Rushi. Wow. Evan Burning, terrific steal of midcourt. And then he flashed his way 50 feet the other direction. An unorthodox layup. He had two men draped all over him. Very awkward shot by Burning. He got it to go. A lot of credit to Evan. Three-point chance. Foul shot good. Three-point play Burning. Puts Fort Loramie on top. 35-33 with 6:07 to go. Cordania, right side, Sherman for Rushi. Out high to Hunter Cohey. Out of Sherman, 20 feet away. Starts your drive on Braun, who checks in. On top to Daypour. Burning on Daypour, good matchup to watch. Here's Siegel, blocks a pass. Cohey gets it back. Baseline right, Sherman. Off balance, bank shot, good! As Sherman shook free down low.
Well, he did a nice job of finding himself open down there on the block, and he left Siegel, who was out playing defense on the perimeter.
And Sherman used his body to shield off the taller Fort Loramie defender. We're tied right back up at 35. 35 all with 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Braun to Gasson on top. Shot fake, foul line, left corner Burning. He powers up the three, hits it! Cody Gasson, good assist.
Yeah, he got into the lane and found Burning out in the corner.
What do we have? Foul Gasson, top of the key. He and Cordonier collide. That could have gone either way. Cody, defensive foul. 1-1 now for Rushi. 17 fouls on Fort Loramie, only three on the Raiders. Cordonier faked right, went left from 20 feet away. And he more or less butted heads with Cordonier, or I should say with Gasson. And Cordonier's at the stripe, 1-1. 5:07 to go in the fourth. 38-35, Fort Loramie up three. Free throws, very big rest of the way. Foul shot by Cordonier is good. 38-36 in favor of Fort Loramie. I'm peering over Jacob Balta's phone to get a late update on the Sydney-Greenville game. And with 1 second to go, Greenville shot and missed with Sydney in the lead. Yellow Jackets are probably going to win it. Free throws for Donier, both of them up and in. And Rushi has narrowed the gap to one. Here is Braun. Down the floor to Burning in the lane. Handoff, Austin Siegel. Shot blocked. Rule to jump. Fort Loramie keeps it. That was the right call.
It looked like the right call to me.
38-37 inbounding. To our right is Burning for Fort Loramie. Down low on the left to Braun. Got position. And then he's drilled from behind while shooting. And he's got two. Tell you what, Chuck. Fort Loramie gets as good a shot as anybody around when the Redskins have got the ball below the basket.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Dylan Braun, foul shot good. 39-37, Fort Loramie by two. With 4:55 to go here in the fourth. Second shot, Dylan Braun. And he's right there with it as well. 40-37, Fort Loramie in the lead by three. Here's Daniel Kearns, left side, Daypour for Rushi. On top, it goes to Sherman. Here's Tebby, head of the key. Guarded there by Tyler Siegel. Now Sherman, 25 feet away. Right side pass, Cordonier. Into the post, Tebby. 8 feet away, Siegel on him. Left corner, Daypour. Three ball, bouncing, no good. A positioning foul below the rim on Fort Loramie. We do have a final score from Greenville. Sydney wins 62-60. A thriller at Greenville. That final score, courtesy of Jacob Balta, our job shadow student from the Sydney Christian Academy, a big Sydney Yellow Jacket supporter. He follows them closely. In fact, he listened to every second of our webcast when Sydney beat Trotwood. Jacob alongside following that Sydney Greenville game tonight, play by play on Twitter, and Sydney wins it 62-60. First free throw, Daniel Kearns, the left-hander, knocks it down. Second one is long. It's no good. It's off the flange, and Siegel jerks it away from Tebbe. Two-point lead for Lorimer. 4:20 to go in the fourth. Going right down to the wire like it usually does. Last year, 48-44 was one game. 35-32, another one. Both won by Rushi. And then 52-50, Fort Loramie in the sectional final. Left side to Gasson, 30 feet out. Rushi did win the game at Rushi earlier this year by 12. Here's Braun in the paint area. Out to Gasson. Three-pointer. Hit the rim. Oh, what a rebound by Siegel. Tyler in the post. Blocked by Rushi. But a foul on Cole Tebbe. Great rebound by Tyler Siegel. And he'll get two.
Boy, he was up in the air on that rebound.
Yeah. He was jet-propelled coming off the floor.
And that's four fouls now on Cole Tebbe.
Free throw, Tyler Siegel, in and out, no good. 40-38 for Lorimer. Tebbe got the first two baskets of the game for Rushi. Chuck, what's he done since?
He hadn't scored since.
Second free throw, Siegel, good. 41-38, Fort Lorimer by three. 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Here comes Cordonier in the half court, picked up by Gasson. Left side, Ethan Monier, on top to Sherman. Baseline left to Tebbe, knocked away by Austin Siegel. Scrap for the loose ball in the corner. It's off Austin, and Rushi gets it. 3:32 to go. Monyard inbound. He looks, can't find anybody. Bounces off Burning's leg, out of bounds right back to Rushi. 41-38 for Lorimer by three. Courtesy of Ken Barhorst, Sydney Daily News. Fairlawn led Anna 36-29 at the halftime break at the Fairlawn Jets gym. Fairlawn 36, Anna 29 at the half. Of course, a Fairlawn win, a Fort Loramie win, and those two clubs wind up tied for second in the Shelby County League. Here's a 15-foot bank shot by Austin Kern. Austin Kern. That's a major league ball player, Daniel Kearns. It rimmed, hit the backboard, swirled around twice, and came out. And Fort Loramie got the rebound. Up with three, 3 minutes to go, and the Redskins spread the floor. Burning on a drive into the lane, off to Tyler Lowe on the left, powers to the rim, knocked away by Tebbe. Good play by Cole Tebbe. Boy, he saved a two-pointer for sure. Still a three-point game. Daniel Kearns in the post, gives it up out high to Monier, swings it right side to Dylan Cordonier. Now Monier left corner, coming out to catch Sherman, shot fake. Now Monier left wing, 2:28 to go, Rushi down three, Sherman deep right corner, picked up by Burning. Cordonier outside the arc on the left. Kearns and Tebbe posting up inside. It goes to Tebbe. Popped up in the air by Fort Loramie. Touched by Rushi. It goes out of bounds. That's a big possession. Rushi didn't get a shot. Fort Loramie ball. Redskins up three. 2:14 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Chuck, a big win by Sydney tonight over Greenville, sweeping the season series, should give the Jackets some confidence heading into that tourney game next Saturday.
Well, I mean, yes, maybe, but I'm thinking maybe it gave Greenville a little more confidence to know that they can certainly play with Sydney.
And can Sydney beat Greenville three times?
Well, we'll see.
Here's Fort Loramie racing up into the forecourt. Braun throws it over the head of Siegel. It goes out of bounds. The official caught the fact that Rushi got a fingernail on it, and it went out of bounds, and Fort Loramie keeps it. Redskins up three, 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Below the basket, looking to throw in Burning. Lobs foul line, Tyler Siegel. Back to the basket. Oh, he throws it away. It goes out of bounds at midcourt. He thought a Fort Loramie man was cutting that direction. It didn't happen. Each team with turnovers, last possessions. Team foul 5 on Rushi. Team foul 8 on Fort Loramie. Rushi's got one to give. And it's a 3-point game. 41-38 Redskins. Minute 53 to go. Here's Cordonier on top to Daypour. Left corner to Monier. Monier guarded by Braun. Right wing, Daypour, shot fake. Foul line, Tebby. Shovels inside to Kearns. Four-footer, got it. Good sharing of the ball by Rushi. Kearns, a gimme. A point blanker. Tebby with the extra feed. 41-40. Rushi down a point. Cross-court pass by Fort Loramie. Against pressure. Intercepted by Rushi. Foul by Gaston. Oh, boy. That could turn out to be a backbreaker for the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Well, that could be a prod. I don't know how bad he hurt tonight. Tebby just jammed his hand, too, on that play. Hopefully he's all right.
Fort Loramie with an ill-advised no-look pass cross-court. Yeah, Rushi's pressure has been a little disruptive at times.
Yeah, and not really as intense as you'd normally watch him play.
Exactly. 1-1, Cole Tebby. Good, and we're tied up at 41 all. Turnovers, very important here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie with a couple miscues in the last three possessions. Second shot, Tebby. Got it. Rushi, couple of points. 42-41. A minute 27 to go. 30-second timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, here in the last 30 seconds or so, Daniel Kearns made a shot on the inside for Rushi. Cole Tebby, after Rushi forced a steal, was fouled and made two free throws. And as a result, Rushi has turned a 41-38 deficit into a 42-41 lead with a minute 24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Zone defense, Rushi.
Yeah, they're into a 1-2-2 now, which is a little different than they usually like to play a 1-3-1.
Daypour extends it way out on top for Brandewey. Brandewey dumps it down inside to Siegel. Goes up strong. Hits it. Oh, Brandewey. What a look by Brandewey. He found the short corner man. Siegel low on the left. Short corner spot in the zone. Brandewey whipped it to him. Siegel got it. Great assist by the freshman Brandewey. Timeout called for Loramie up 1, 108 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift.
from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
The fourth field goal of the game for Tyler Siegel, his 10th point, gives Fort Loramie the lead, 43-42. 50 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Tevi high post, on a weave to Dylan Cordonier. Hooks a pass back to Tevi. Tevi to the rim. Good. And a foul. Wow. Very clever play. Dylan Cordonier with an adept pass. It was neatly done. And Tevi was the recipient of a nice assist from Dylan Cordonier. He had the ball on the arc. Little pick and roll action in fairly tight quarters. The pass was right on the dime.
Yeah, he did a nice job with a slip screen. He came out like he was setting the screen and then went to the basket, and the defense froze.
Tevi scored it, was fouled. His plus one free throw, yes. And Rushi's up to 45. Right in the lane. Rushi over the line. Wipe it off the board. That could be big. Foul shot was made, but Tevi. Lane violation by one of the Raiders. And the referee was all over it. So it's Redskins ball, not down two. Fort Loramie's down one. 36 seconds to go. Burning a midcourt. Near side pass to Brandewee. Rushi is in a man-to-man right now. Here's Rosengarten to Burning, mid-post area, 10 feet away. Fadeaway seven-footer, bounces, no good. Rebound, Siegel.
Wow.
Yes, yes, Tyler Siegel. Tyler Siegel on the rebound. 16 seconds to go. One-point lead for Loramie. Timeout call to the Raiders.
What a rebound that was. He was not going to be denied on that.
And that shot by Burning, Chuck, danced on the rim. It seemed like forever. And Tyler timed his leap just perfectly.
Boy, he was in traffic. He just yanked that ball. And that was one of the stronger rebounds that I've seen him have. Yeah,
that was a beauty. Now, Chuck, how about the free throw for Rushi that was taken off the board?
Well, and they called it on Tevi. They said he stepped on the line when he shot the free throw. So, you know, that's just silly. You can't make mistakes like that in a one-point game.
Timeout called. 12.9 to go. Scoreboard reads 1-2, decimal point, and a 9. Just a shade under 13 seconds remaining. 45-44. Fort Loramie by 1. Tyler Siegel with the last two baskets for Fort Loramie. He's played a heck of a game.
Yeah, he's had a heck of a game. He and Austin Siegel, I mean, other guys have had some plays, but those two have been terrific.
Yeah, the Redskins have really flexed their muscle on the inside. Well, Rushi will have it right in front of the Raiders bench in the half court. Down by 1, 45-44. They poured a trigger. Fort Loramie in a man-to-man defense. Ball thrown right side to Daypour. Out on top to Sherman. Sherman throws left corner, Daypour. 6 to go. Down to the post to Coons. Hook shot. Makes it. He makes it. Daniel Coons. A little 5-foot hook shot with the left hand. Timeout called. 2.5 to go.
That was a heck of a play that time. They ran Daypour to the corner and they ran at him because they knew he was looking for a three. Dumped it right down to Kearns, and a heck of a shot by Kearns in traffic.
And that's one of those, Chuck, where if you're right-handed, you might have a tougher time making it.
Yeah, he could screen because he's shooting with the left hand, so he could screen him off using his right hand.
Exactly. Oh, what a play by Daniel Kearns.
Yeah, that was somebody's going to lose a game that's going to be too bad.
And the big men on both teams have come up big
right
here late in the fourth quarter.
Well, I had my Clancy's a little bit ago, and now I'm rethinking my choices.
46-45, Rushi, and the clock has been set at 3.3 to go. 3.3 left. And Fort Loramie will have it out at the end of the floor, Chuck. Fort Loramie at the end of the
floor.
They
got to go to full length after they called the timeout after the basket.
What a play by Daniel Kearns. Very good pass by Daypour.
You want to make sure that you catch the ball going towards your basket, and you got time for a couple of dribbles before you you shoot it.
Tremendous assist by Rushi on the Raiders' last two field goals of regulation. Here's Austin Siegel throwing to midcourt. Caught by Tyler. Feeds Burden. Long three ball. It is no good. Hit the back rim and bounced away. It was a nicely designed play. Austin Siegel threw a baseball pass to midcourt to Tyler, and then he handed it off to Burning, streaking, and Burning pulled up. Even with the arc, had a very good look with about 8/10 of a second to go. It was online, but a bit strong, and Rushi has won for the 8th time in 9 games against Fort Loramie.
Well, they earned that one. I'll tell you what, that was the Evansville play right there. They throw the ball, and they got the person who cut coming down. He got a real good look at it, and it was off the rim. It was close.
I'll give Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Loramie, a lot of credit. He drew it up. It was like a football, a hook and ladder.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
Yep.
And having a 6'7 kid to throw the ball up to doesn't hurt.
Yes. Very nicely designed, executed, except the shot didn't go in. What a game. And it's very possible we will see a repeat when these two teams meet in the sectional final if they avoid upsets. And that does happen.
Yeah, it does happen. But I would be shocked if these two teams aren't playing each other one more time to see who gets to go to Dayton.
46-45, Raiders win it. Chuck will return to wrap it up in a moment. We'll take a commercial break from one of our fine sponsors and then be back to conclude our webcast here tonight. I'd like to let you know that we will not be at the Sydney Girls Division IV sectional tomorrow. We do have scheduled Sydney's D1 girls tourney game at Vandalia 1:30, and then back here tomorrow night at 7:40 for Fort Loramie and Tri-Village. That is, of course, if I'm healthy enough to return tomorrow. And I'll make that decision at 8:30 in the morning. So it's conceivable we'll have no webcast tomorrow. If we do have games, it could be just Tri-Village Fort Loramie tomorrow night. It might be Sydney and Sydney's girls game against Fairmont tomorrow at 1:10. And the night game, it could be just Fort Loramie and Tri-Village back here tomorrow night. Well, Chuck, you ready to run down the scoring and give our Clancy's awards?
I am. Let's see. For Fort Loramie, they were led in scoring by Tyler Siegel with 12. They got 10 from Dylan Braun, 9 from Evan Burning. On the other side for Rushi, they had absolutely nobody in double figures. But they had Daniel Kearns with 9. They had 8 from Tebby. They had 8 from Dylan Cordonier. 7 from Jack Daypour. 6 from Ethan Monier. So they were real balanced like they always are.
Yep.
You cannot just go out there and try to defend one guy. And the Clancy's players of the game for Loramie is going to be Siegel and Siegel, Austin and Tyler. And on the other side, I'm going to go with Daniel Kearns. He was 5 points in the fourth quarter and a couple of crucial baskets. So those are your Clancy's players of the game.
Now, Chuck, I don't know how many times I have scanned the Rushi scorebook this year. And in numerous games, I've seen players with 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6. And again tonight, great balance. Nobody in doubles. And Rushi comes out on top.
Yep, that's how they play.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So, Chuck, what a game. Fort Loramie Rushi, not for the championship, but still, it was a thriller, like it usually is.
Yeah, I mean, it went right down to the wire, and Loramie had a real good look there on a nice inbounds play. Full court, only had 3.3 seconds to go, got a great look for Burning just off the rim. I mean, it could have gone either way right there at the end.
Yeah, both of these teams certainly district-worthy, but they're in the same bracket at Piqua.
Only one of them's going.
Yep. Very evenly matched. Very good game here tonight. It was simply a case of who had the last shot with more time on the clock. And Rushi had the last shot, ran a play, and it was nicely done. Daypour in the corner, as you said, Chuck, a couple Redskin players ran at Jack. And Kearns had some breathing room, same side of the floor, short corner. And he made a nifty little half-hook shot with the left hand to win it. And Raiders sweep the season series and make it 8 of the last 9 against Fort Loramie.
Well, and Loramie will take last year's where they lost to them twice and then went to Dayton. So, these are just such fun games to watch.
And even though there was not a whole lot on the line, these two clubs are such intense rivals. They performed on the floor like it did still mean quite a bit. American Architectural Glass, one of our underwriting sponsors here on Scores Broadcast, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. If you missed the final score, Sydney defeated Greenville 62-60 tonight at Greenville. That final, courtesy of our job shadow student from Sydney Christian Academy, Jacob Balta, who's with us tonight, along with his parents, Tanya and Andy Gates. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Even though I may not sound like I enjoyed it, I'm not hurting that bad. I'm just don't have much of a voice. But thanks so much, Jacob. Thanks a lot. Great game won by Rushi, 46-45 over Fort Loramie. Stay abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll update you early tomorrow morning on our schedule for tomorrow on Saturday. If I'm too far under the weather, we'll have no games until the Tuesday Girls Division IV sectional play from Sydney High School. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer. Good night from Fort Loramie. Raiders beat the Redskins 46-45.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.